this. This is what I was going to preach this morning. God decided He'd preach that a whole lot better than I'd ever do. Listen to this. Hebrews chapter 2. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Would you think about this just for a moment? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, verse number 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by that heard Him? Now listen, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Two things, and I'm done. God's done it, doing it. I don't think He's done yet. There's a hell to escape this morning. Every man, woman, boy, or girl is going to die. It's the point unto man wants to die. I don't care who you are. If you're visiting with us, I'm glad you're here. But listen to me. You're going to die. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. There's only two choices. There's a place called heaven, which the Lord Jesus Christ says, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come. He's going to come back and receive us so that we can be with Him forever. So either you're going to go to heaven when you die, or you're going to go to a place called hell when you die, which the Bible says is a place where the fire is never quenched. It's a place where that worm, can you imagine today there's people, it could be you before this day is over with. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you can be a church member, you can be a good neighbor, you can be a good daddy, you can be a good this, you can be a good that. But if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you're going to spend eternity, think about it, continually burning, continually on fire. There's a place to escape this morning. But see, the Bible goes on to say, how shall we escape if we neglect? This morning you might be neglecting the gift of God. And then He goes on to say, if we neglect so great salvation, not just salvation, not just a great salvation, but so great. All of us this morning that are saved, isn't it great? But it's so great. Listen, you might be here this morning. I don't know who you are. Maybe you hadn't done business with the Lord yet. Maybe right now you need to slip all where you're at and come. Let us take the... I can't save you. Man can't do it. That's the reason God did it. Maybe you need to slip out right now and come. Let us take the Word of God and show you what God has already done for you. But then let me say this, and then Brother Dwayne's going to sing that song. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. What truth that is, what I just said. But I believe if you really read the context of that verse, those verses there, chapter 1 and chapter 2, it's not talking to the lost people. It's talking to us that are saved. Are we neglecting what God has done in our life? That's so great salvation. Are you neglecting that this morning? What God have you quit praying? Have you quit reading? Have you quit working? Have you quit testifying for God? Are you neglecting? You let your house get neglected, it goes down. You let your yard neglect, it grows up. What about your spirituals? I'm glad I can't lose it. I'm saved forever. But I'm afraid many of us this morning are neglecting that great salvation. Our heads are bowed and our eyes closed. Brother Dwayne's going to come. He's going to sing another verse or two of this song. He's going to sing it. You mind the Lord this morning. You're leaving. Where are you going? What are you doing? Hey, when I die, I'll tell you where I'm going to be. Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be? I'll tell you where I'm going to be. Hey! imagine seeing him? Yeah. Mind the Lord this morning. Are you neglecting that gift?
And the walls of Jasper, or among the many sights untold, for I've been
hungry. Are you looking for Him this morning? Has your heart longing tonight this morning to see Jesus? Setting sail one of these days.
And I'll tell you now, dear lover, just wait to wait.
Can you say that this morning? Sir, ma'am, can you say that this morning? I can't wait to see that city and that thoughts of all the grand, but boy, to see Jesus. Boy, I've seen Him through the pages of His book. I've seen Him through the thoughts of prayer and intercession. But one of these days, one of these days, clean, clear eyes are going to peer into the face of the One that hung on Calvary's cross, that gave His life that I could have life. You ever long for it? You ever think about it? But you know how everybody's going. As much as I can rejoice in the fact of the grand of the Lord coming back, my heart breaks this morning because there's a lot of people ain't ready. If He come today, I'd have family. Can you imagine friends? Can you imagine loved ones? Can you imagine children? parents, grandparents, that the Lord come today. Boy, it'd be good to be in heaven. They'll never see the bliss of heaven. They'll never see the face of the God that loved me and loved them. They'll see a face of a God of judgment and a God of wrath. It's going to tell them to cast them out into that utter darkness. Would that be you today? Oh, I hope not. I'd hate to know you sit through a place like this, a time like this, and neglected to do something about it. Quicker than that was to leave this place and to be instantly in the presence of an almighty God. Can you imagine? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You should know the man that wrote that song on the resurrection ground. He buried one of his own youngers. God took him back out there to that graveyard. And he stood there at the foot of the grave of this little girl. And God began to speak to his heart and pin down the words of resurrection ground. To know that one day, that little girl he had to say goodbye to, that little girl that he loved and raised and cared for, that slipped out into eternity, the great God of heaven is going to unite him one more time. That's the promises of God this morning. Amen. Come here, boys. We've had good days. Every day is a good day with the Lord. Amen. We'll start with Luke. Luke, what happened to you this week?
I got saved.
He got saved. A lot of prayer. Hunter got saved Sunday night. Thank God. Hey, any of them get saved, I'm excited.
Amen.
But we've been praying for Luke for a while. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Rebel. When did you get saved, buddy?
This morning.
Come here. Don't keep that secret.
Yeah, Lord.
Luke's been prayed, got prayed for a lot. I was praying. I couldn't go to camp, but God laid Luke on my heart because I knew Luke was getting something. And wasn't it Thursday? Thursday, God slipped in beside of him. Where are you going to go when you die?
Heaven.
Heaven. Amen. Amen. This is Micah. Micah, you tell what God did this morning.
I got saved.
I got saved. Amen. Micah's been under some conviction. Micah's been having some trouble at night, just wondering if God come back, he wasn't ready to go. God come back now, where are you going to go?
Heaven.
He's going to heaven, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What's your name? Joseph. Joseph. Man, this, I like squeezing on this. Joseph, what happened this morning?
I got saved.
He got saved. Heaven! So where are you going to go when you die?
I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand.
I'm glad I come to his house. Amen? Amen. 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 Listen, God's not done. We're just getting to see a little bit of what God can do. I'll tell you one thing, and I'm shutting up. My doctor told me this when I left the doctor's office a few weeks ago. Some of you don't know I had back surgery. The doctor was real nice to me and everything. He says, you are your worst enemy.
He says, you'll hurt yourself and ruin everything that we've done. Church, if we're not careful, we get a bad spirit. Start thinking like a man thinks and quit thinking like God thinks. Let's not get in God's way. Let's just cut loose and let God have us. And say, Lord, here am I. Whatever you want to do. Amen. Amen. Fellas, I'll go right down there and stand. Them big boys, they can stand by themselves. We're going to be dismissed. Listen, if you're here this morning and you don't know that you're saved, listen, some of you might not be accustomed to some of this. I don't know. Some of you might have been here and been around this all your life. But listen, I really believe there's going to be a lot of people in hell that come out of the church pew. Hate to hear that. I can't imagine. But listen, God's dealing with you. It's like I told Micah this morning, I don't sell vacuum cleaners. I'm not here to sell something to you. I'm not here to push something on you. All I'm here is to tell you there's a God in heaven that loves you so much, died for your sins. And if you'll trust Him, look, the other night, Genesis chapter 16, Abram did what? Believed. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. What did he believe? He believed he couldn't, and God could. Last Sunday morning, preached out of Acts chapter 27. Paul stood up in the midst of those folks there in the midst of that storm. He says, I believe God. You know what my testimony is this morning? I believe God. I hope you do. I hope you do. Let me say this, as much love as I can. It doesn't matter if you believe Him or not. God's going to do what God does. Amen. Been good. My cup runneth over. Won't you go home? Just don't get in front of that stupid TV box. Just cut all the radios off. Cut that iPad off. Sit there and you just ponder a little bit. Regurgitate a little bit of what God has done this morning. And just sit there and go, wow. And then come back at night and see what God might do here. Amen. Appreciate you being here this morning. Come by and see these fellas.